So, again, today, you know, one time I preached this message, the grace of God, but this is kind of a little different now. And we're going to read the same scripture we read last week that I didn't preach on. Amen. Amen. I was telling a couple of ministers what happened here last week. Amen. So when I read the scripture, then from there I'm gonna try to preach in such a way, amen, to go on the internet. Because they got people there just sitting and don't want to analyze your message, amen. They ain't there to be blessed, but just to analyze what you're preaching. Like Brother James said, even Brother Donnie Reagan said, Donnie feel like taking the sermon off. Because people just stay home and listen. I was coming to Brother Ben and said, those on the telephone line, so good that people are telling. I said to myself, Brother Ben, we got telephone now, we got internet now. We can see the person. So people just stay home and they feel justified. And he himself will tell people to go to church.
Amen.
But they feel justified staying home when the prophet of God said, don't stay home. The Bible said, forsake not the assembly of yourself together. I can understand if you have to work, right? So Zechariah. Zechariah 4 and also 2 Corinthians 12:9. Okay, shall we just bow here in a word of prayer?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you know last week I tried to preach this message but could not preach it. But today, Father, I ask that the people will get a full understanding of your grace, Lord. I realize there's nothing that we have done, nothing whatsoever, Father, but it's just your grace. So, Lord, we thank thee, already asked thee, Lord, and you already prayed, and we thank thee what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. So, 2 Corinthians 12. Amen. 2 Corinthians 12. And reading from verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations. You see that? Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation. Even after Peter, after all of them, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure. You see, did God do that? Yes. But he let the messenger of Satan do that.
Amen.
For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that he might depart from me. And he said unto me, and my Bible got here in red, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And then Paul now, saying, now most gladly therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Amen.
Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities. Hear this now. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessity, in persecutions, in distress. For whose sake? For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. I become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing I'm behind the very chiefest apostle, though I be nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders, and many deeds. Amen. Zechariah 4, It's the scripture that, amen, so Don was blessed with. And the angel that talked with me came again and awake me as a man that awaketh out of his sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick of gold, and with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereof, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof. And two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to him that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting. Hear it says? With shouting. Hallelujah. With shouting. Crying. Grace. Grace unto it. Lord bless you in the word. You can be seated. Grace. Grace. My message today is a continuation from last week. But the name of the message today, Grace is Love. Amen. Somebody say that.
Grace is love.
Amen. So that you will remember, if you don't remember nothing else, you'll remember that grace is love.
Amen.
And I have quotes to back myself up here right now.
Amen.
Now what is grace? Grace is an attribute of God.
Amen.
God got attributes.
Amen.
Amen. So grace is an attribute of God.
Amen.
Man cannot give grace.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
The only way man can give grace is when the Holy Spirit is inside of that man.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit in that man will give grace out.
Amen.
But if that man does not have God inside of him, he cannot give out grace.
Amen.
All he'll give out is judgment.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Always judging everybody.
Amen.
Grace is spontaneous.
Amen.
It's unmerited.
Amen.
Amen. Unmerited gift of divine favor for God's children.
Amen.
Unmerited gift of divine favor for God's children. It is a free gift. Overflowing. Amen. It's a free gift overflowing love and mercy. Totally undeserved by humanity. Totally undeserved by humanity. Now you can either accept it or you can reject it.
Amen.
It all depends upon you. You can accept it.
Amen.
Grace is not something that you ask for.
Amen. Amen.
It is freely given.
Amen.
Right, let's just make the jump.
Amen.
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 Oh my.
Yes, Lord.
It is something that is freely given. It is without money, without price. And if you have received the grace of God today, brother and sister, you should be so happy. Amen. Praise His holy name.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I like this. Grace is not something you ask for. Amen. Grace, it is freely given.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, and I thank God for the amazing
grace.
Amen. It's amazing. amazing grace. I thank God for that this morning. Give the Lord a clap for that. That's why the songwriter said, grace, grace, marvelous grace. Many of you understand what grace is. Amen. In the message called Message of Grace, the prophet said, our talents that we have, we cannot earn grace by talents.
Amen.
We cannot earn grace by talents. So if you have a talent, you don't earn grace by that. If God made me a preacher, that don't say his grace has been with me.
That's it. Amen, Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'm reading now. If God made me a preacher, that don't say his grace has been with me. No, no, he said no two times. So that means that verily, verily, like that. It's his grace alone that saved me.
Yes. Yes.
Not because I preach the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
So get that out of your head, preachers.
Amen.
Not because you preach the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Not because you know all the mystery.
Amen.
No, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Not because you speak with tongues. Amen, you're saved? Oh no, because you preach, you're not even saved. Just because you preach. You are not even saved just because you preach. You see how serious this thing is? So I cannot glory in my preaching. I cannot glory in my understanding of this message. It is the grace of Almighty God today. You are not saved because you speak with tongues. You're not saved because you do any of these things. 1 Corinthians 13 proves so. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and though I understand all the mystery, and then he gets in bracket here, a preacher. Though you understand all the mystery, seven thunder, seven seals, seven vials, everything, you understand all of that. Though I do all this and have faith to move mountains. Pastor Chris, amen. Though you have faith to move mountains. And I am nothing until charity comes in. Which is love. Then he said, love is grace. The grace of God that does all. Amen. The grace of God. Not because you know all the mystery. Not because you can explain seven thunders. Not because you can explain all the seals. That don't mean nothing. If you don't have love, charity, which is the headstone, you are nothing. And nothing from nothing, you'll get nothing. Nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing. So our faith should not rest because you have I got a quote probably done, not because you have a big congregation. Mm-hmm. Amen. Surely that God will meet with the tools and the trees.
Yeah.
That's what grace does.
Yeah.
Man, look at how large your congregation is. He's powerful. Jesus never said that.
Amen.
Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
We are not saved by works.
Amen.
So in the deity of Jesus Christ, the Lord God could come there and confirm that this is the truth. Not only that, but by his word he confirms the truth. And by signs and wonders he confirms the truth. Also, grace is the truth.
Amen.
Right, so love is grace, now grace is truth. Why could anyone criticize and say that grace is wrong? That we are saved by works. We are saved by grace.
Amen.
That's true faith, not by works. So you can send books out all over the world, which is good. Spoken word, all that is nice, wonderful, but you are not saved by that.
Amen.
All that is good, giving out spoken word book, all that good, but you are saved by grace and not by works that you do.
Amen.
So all the works, forget it. Forget all the works and rejoice because of grace.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Rejoice because of grace, not how much you have done, how much you help people, how much good you do. That don't take you to heaven.
Praise your name.
You know, they have some people that will go back home. They call a place called the Almshouse. And they will have the old people and so forth, and they will go and say, we need 20 today. And you see them poor people walking down with a cup in their hand, and then they will carry them and feed them. That's not bad. And they feel good. But that does not take you where grace is.
Amen.
That is just works.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Work show that you have been saved. But what saves you is the grace of God.
Amen.
Grace saves you. Grace is what God does for you.
Amen.
Works is what you do to show appreciation. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost. Grace is what God does for you. Works is what you do for God to show appreciation of what God did for you. But by grace you are saved. True faith, none of works.
Amen.
You can sing like an angel.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You can have visions. You can have prophecies. All that don't save you.
Amen.
If you depend upon that, brother and sister, you will stay right here.
Yes, Lord.
But I depend on the grace of Almighty God. That's why we sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the song that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, amen, hallelujah, but I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. It's God's grace. There's nothing that you can ever do. Isn't he wonderful?
Wonderful.
Amen. Gifts and calling are without repentance. Look all through life, those things come and went. Finally, the calling to the ministry. I want you to notice, before I was a Christian, confessing Jesus as my personal Savior, that gift was there just the same.
Amen.
Listen carefully.
God.
I want you to notice, before I was a Christian, confessing Jesus as my personal Savior, that gift was there just the same. When I was a sinner, an alien far from the commonwealth of God, that gift was there just the same.
Amen.
I saw vision just the same way. Amen. As a sinner.
Amen.
God, who is my judge that I stand before today, knows that the truth. Was I meriting it? No, sir. And the Bible absolutely confirmed and backs that up to be God's way of doing things. Gifts and calling are without repentance.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He saw visions before he became a Christian.
Amen.
So you seeing things don't mean nothing.
Amen.
Well, I saw that going to happen. I saw this going to happen. You know, and the people not even looking at the grace of God. They want me to look up to them because they see this and they see that. Like one brother, amen, in a particular place, I'm not going to call, because he might be listening, amen, but I just used it as a reference. He's in big trouble now, so he wrote me and he said, do you have a minor prophet among you, so that I can find out what is my problem? Amen. I've been praying, Lord, what should I tell him? Then I sent an email, I said, have you spoken to your pastor? Amen. And that's what I was saying on Wednesday night. That's very important.
Amen.
Remember, if you have any questions, talk to your pastor. People don't talk to the pastor when they get in trouble. Then they come to the pastor.
Amen.
Like he's a leftover. They're making big decisions. Don't ask the pastor nothing. But that's the way God ordained it.
Amen.
And you can't change God's plans.
Amen.
You say, but look at a man's life. Look, God used a backsliding prophet
Amen.
To speak to a true prophet.
Amen.
God used a mule to talk to a prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my, isn't he wonderful?
Wonderful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Like, James, you know, you have some good thoughts. You were showing me it. It was Philippa 1, then with Jesus said, or Nathan, he said, an Israelite who is no guile, and yet he didn't give him the key.
Amen.
That's wonderful. Yet he didn't give him the key. An Israelite where there's no guile, but yet he didn't give, he gave a man who was a liar,
Amen.
Cursing,
Amen.
He gave him the key.
Amen.
Just the grace of God. Hallelujah. A man who swear and chopping off ears. God give him the... And let me tell you something. Hallelujah. When you see God give the key, you whatever wrong God will say, give it back to me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God will say, give it back to me. God is not like that. God is not like you. God is not like me. Hallelujah. Amen. Give it back to me. Amen. When we can become like God, then we can say, Amen.
Amen.
My, my, isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful.
My, I feel that. That same spirit is here. Hallelujah. My. Oh, the grace of God. Amen, sister angel. Amen. Hallelujah. The grace of God. We should be going out of here singing the grace of God. Every time we drive, we put it, Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Amen. My. You said here, I was telling my wife some time ago, you know my family background. I love my daddy. He's gone on. He died in my arms praying. But he drank. All my family drank. Amen. All my family. Now, if I see something like that, they say, oh, don't talk like that in the pulpit. I mean, I got something else to show the prophet that I see, and people are upset, and I show the prophet talk about it. Amen. They done great, harmful things, yet disgrace to the society. My brothers drink, not because I want them to. I cry for them, pray for them. Something else. It used to be before God called me, I'd be standing in the street talking on one account of my other name, Branham. Oh, people will get away. Somebody else come by, look for somebody else, get away from him. They say, get away from him. All right. Then they get away. They wouldn't talk to me. I said to my wife the other day, now I have to slip out in the woods somewhere and hide to keep people from me all over the world coming.
Amen.
What did it? Because I studied a lot.
Yeah.
See, you answering because of the question mark. Because I learned theology?
Yeah.
Because I got an education?
Yeah.
Because I joined some church?
Yeah.
And then he said, no. That wouldn't be an uncertain song. But something sung it one day.
Amen.
Dung in my heart.
Amen.
Not in my mind.
Yes.
In my heart.
Yes.
God came in. It's been good ever since. That's amazing grace. That's amazing grace. Every time we walk, we eat food, we should think of this grace of God. How many don't have meals to eat today? Don't have a place to sleep? We complain when some little thing happened to us. But Paul says, I glory in my infirmities. I'm going to glory in my infirmities now that I know it's the will of God. Now I know. The devil was telling me, Hallelujah. Mommy died. Your daddy died. Your brother died. Your daughter died. God don't love you. He said, Satan, get away from me. Get away from me. Hallelujah. Job. Paul said, now I understand. God, if you allow this to happen to me, the abundance of revelation that I have to keep me humble. The abundance of revelation you give to me to keep me humble. Lord, I glory now in my infirmity. I'll praise you. Amen. Whatever happened, I'll give you praise, Lord. I'll glorify you in my infirmity. Yeah. Glory be to God. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't feel something wrong with you, glory be to God. I'll glory in my infirmities. Amen, amen. He said, don't go too far over here in Calvinistic style. Once saved, once in grace, always in grace. Because you can get this grace. Don't think because you've done something wrong that you're gone forever. You're a child of God. You're born of the Spirit of God. You're sons and daughters of God. And the fruits will bear record of itself. Not because you make a mistake. That means that you're gone.
I remember somebody came here one time and they did that, you know, shouted themselves, hallelujah, so the preacher can't see you, but God seen you.
Amen.
God seen you, hallelujah. Amen. Praise his holy name. My, another message of grace here. He said, but now according to the prophecy, they will come the headstone.
Amen.
They will come, and I want you to notice that when the headstone comes, the prince is going to cry out, the message will cry, grace, grace. For it's by grace we are saved, and not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Don't boast. Glory be to God. I am this, I am. You are nothing outside of Christ. I can explain everything. It's God's grace. What happened last week? It's not bitterness. It's the grace of God that came amongst us. That healed the sick right here among the people. Everybody running to the altar. It's God's grace, not me. It's not my praying. Amen. And the message of grace has been trampled under the feet of men until it becomes a disgrace.
Amen.
And you know, many of them do that.
Amen.
They go and they do all the wrong things and say, we are under grace. Amen. We are under grace. Hallelujah. Disgrace. Take the grace of God and make it this way.
Amen.
If you do wrong, repent.
Amen. Amen.
Make it right.
Hallelujah.
So, well, by the grace of God and all these kind of stuff, make it right, brothers and sisters. And move on.
Jesus.
Some of them run out into eternal security. Some run out into everything. But the true message of grace remains the same. And there's where Satan tries to knock it out from the church. But it's the grace of God that we all see.
Amen.
The devil tried to knock it out, but he can't knock grace out of this church.
Amen.
Do you know Mistress Grace?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you know Grace?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know grace today? Glory. Do you know grace? When you look at all what you did, do you know grace? Do you know grace? Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. Right when you think of yourself, how you used to get angry and carry on, do you know grace? It is grace today. It is grace, grace, grace. Nothing that you have done. Nothing that I've done. Not because I preach. Not because you preach. Not because you sing. Not because you get abundance of revelation. It is the grace of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. My, 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 my. That same anointing is here from last week. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the name, Lord.
Praise the name. Praise the name. Hallelujah. Praise the name. Hallelujah. 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 Do you know grace? Amen. Now, grace is not you went looking for the Lord. Grace went looking for you.
Hallelujah.
People said, oh my, 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 feeling that anointing again. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. If the Lord stopped me from preaching, then I'm going to stop. Amen. People said, oh, Brother Branham, I sought God and I sought God. And you did not. I hate to tell you that, but you didn't. You didn't sought God. It was God seeking you. Brother Narvin, God was looking for you. Wherever you were, in the rum shop, in the brothel, or wherever it is, God was there. You know, from the quote, the prophet God said that you have a guardian angel.
Thank you, Jesus.
From the time you were born, you have a guardian angel. So when you go in the rum shop, the guardian angel is there with you. He don't leave you. That guardian angel is there. Yeah, because God knows you are predestinated seed. God knows. Hallelujah. And he's been looking for you wherever you are. He's been seeking you. Adam! Adam! Where are thou? Why are you hiding, Adam? Blessed be his holy name. My God, I feel like preaching now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. My, this message of grace is anointed.
Thank you, Jesus.
My.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus said, listen now, Jesus said, you haven't chosen me, I chose you. No man can come to me except my Father draws him. And all my Father has given me will come to me. All that my Father has given me will come to me, Brother John. All of my Father. So you thank God his grace.
Amen.
You know, I was laying in my bed and I was thinking, Brother James, you know, I'm thinking, when God, before he was God, he was Elohim.
Amen.
And he made a plan. Hallelujah. God made a plan since he was Elohim. He wasn't God because God is, amen. And in God's plan, you were included in his plan. My, hallelujah. The way I feel the Holy Ghost, the way God designed it. Hallelujah. The way God designed it, that he put you in his plan. So the time has come. God knows that you will serve him. He looked all through the banister time and he saw that you will serve him. Hallelujah. My, God's plan today for you. So don't get upset with other people. Don't get upset with other people. It's God's grace for you. And you got to extend that grace to others. Amen. So you wasn't looking for God. I used to say that years ago. Oh, I used to say, no, God was looking for you. And the more close he gets you, the more you feel like coming. Hallelujah. And then one day he called your name. Amen. You said, yes, Lord, here am I. What you want me to do? I want you to serve me. That's why I put you on this earth, to serve me, to live for me. That's why I put you on this earth here. Amen. You know, I was reading, I think on the internet, where a woman paid her daughter $300 to get off of Facebook. Amen. $300 she paid her daughter to get off of Facebook because she wanted her to get grades. You see what this? You see where this world comes to now? You got to pay children to do the right thing. Back when I was young, you used to get good payment. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good payment. Amen. But now you got to pay them. Hallelujah. Amen. There's only one payment I know, and that's the rod. You better start with them when they're small. Amen. Hallelujah. Start with them when they're small. So he says here, my, this is wonderful. Amen. Oh, how marvelous to see the real grace of God. How people took the message of grace and made this grace out of it. Amen. How people took, amen. He said, like, my precious church, you precious Baptist people, when you messed up grace like that, you really got it in a mess. Took grace. Once save, always save. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, by right, it's right.
That's true.
Amen. Amen. But if you backslide and go back, amen, and doing all these wrong things, but it showed you were never saved.
Praise the Lord.
Show you were never saved. Amen. Amen. We got to go according to the scriptures.
Amen.
Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
Oh, my. You know, Cain was very religious. Amen. Very, very religious. Let's get that, amen. To show you how religious this fellow was. Amen. Cain wasn't an infidel. Cain was a believer. Cain didn't come saying, I don't believe there's such a thing as God. Cain came as a believer. He was trying to find grace with God. And Cain built an altar. An altar is a church, a place of worship. Then Cain built an altar, and not only that, but Cain brought an offering and made a sacrifice. And not only that, but Cain worshipped the Lord.
Amen.
You belong to a church, you go to the altar and pray, pay your duties and tithes to the church, make spiritual sacrifice, kneel on your knees, confess your faith in God, and still be lost. Amen. Right, so it's not that. So if you do all of that, you still be lost. What about those who don't pay the tithes?
Amen.
Amen. What about you who don't pay the tithes? Let's go back to the beginning. Get it right. Get on the right road first.
Amen.
Then you can run all right. If you get on the right road, what is the difference if a man worships? If a man brings sacrifice? If a man does all these? Why wouldn't God receive him? Now, my clergy brethren and Sunday school teachers, let us reason for a minute. Did you know religion is one thing and salvation is another?
Amen.
Do you know it come up from Genesis? Do you realize that Cain was a religious man? Just as religious as Abraham was? He came before the Lord? Amen. He realized that he was a mortal. He had to die. And he built an altar to the Lord, a church. He brought and made a sacrifice. He paid tithes and everything. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, we understand. Amen. We understand not him that worketh, but him that believeth.
Amen.
Not apple and peaches and pears and fruits of the land that brought us out of there, but it was blood.
Amen.
Amen. When you realize God's grace to you today.
Amen.
Maybe you know, but just to remind you. Amen. Just to remind you. This is the quote I mentioned that I said, amen, but animals and we get upset. But here the prophet said, oh, what a feeling she must have. I'm coming down to the last, so, amen. With her bucket going to the well to get water, and there in the path was the angel standing, telling
her she had found grace in the sight of God. He began to tell her story. You remember your cousin Mary? Her name is Elizabeth. This angel. She's the wife of Zacharias, the priest. His wife was old. But they were real servants of the Lord. They were waiting for the consolation of Israel, the coming of the Messiah. God's got a remnant somewhere. Somebody's watching and waiting. Always be. Always will be. They're watching day by day. And though the real Christians, they're watching day by day. Everything that happened. And they kept all the commands of the Lord. But Elizabeth was barren. She had no children. Those days, it was a disgrace not to have children. Amen. Now, it's a disgrace to have children. Amen. Hey, don't touch the children. What happened? You don't see? Well, you got to think, amen. Amen. It's a disgrace now. So they don't want children now. Hedeberg, it changed. You'd rather buy a little dog and give it the love of a child and lead it around and put it in the car. He said, that stinking thing. Not me. Amen. Go and wake up the prophet and say why he said that. Pat it and play with it and then make a pan of biscuits. He said, I don't believe in that. I tell you that right now. A dog's all right, but his place is out in the barn. Not in the house. Amen. I know I'm going to get some good questions on these, but I don't care. I'm just reading. Oh, yeah, I'm just reading. I'll tell you, it's in tone, so amen. Not in the house.
Amen.
He said, so anyhow, I'll hurt your feelings now if you don't watch. He said, I'll hurt your feelings now if I don't. No, if I don't watch, I'll hurt your feelings. So, I might hurt their feelings by reading what he or they feeling about. All right, Kenyon, let that go. So much, maybe that's my opinion. I like how he come back here nicely. Then maybe that's my opinion. Like we were in patrolling here, and the pastor, you have a nice big dog. You know that dog stays outside. You say, Nicole, he said, yes. He said, winter time, all the forest grows. It gets more thick, a dog, because God knows dog is for be outside.
Amen.
Amen. Dog is not to be inside your house on your bed.
Amen.
I remember one time I used to clean carpet, and I went to this, I know, for the minister's house, and they had a water bed. He said, our dog love this water bed. It's so warm. Hallelujah. I ain't sleeping in no bed with no dog.
No, sir.
When you've got all your night black suit, all you're seeing is, you know, fours on it, amen. My God, but that is what he said was a disgrace. Not having children, that's why Hannah cried out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now if you have them, it's a disgrace now. But grace, when you have, thank God for that, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, God is good, God is good.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what I'll do without him.
Amen.
Maybe you can get along without him, but I can't. Amen. Amen. Just the grace of Almighty
God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
you,
God.
Just continue on here.
Thank
yes,
you.
Hallelujah.
Thank praise God.
Now, God don't save you to lose you. God don't save you and lose you. Now, the infinite God who can tell the end from the beginning and then save you here this week, knowing next year you're going to backslide and lose you? What is he doing a work like that for? That would be foolish. I wouldn't do that. If I made you my friend today, knowing you were going to be my enemy tomorrow, well, I wouldn't do that. I'd just let you alone. God makes you his servant today because he knows and know before you ever came on the earth when he was making the calcium that went in your body,
amen.
When he created a cosmic light that's in you,
hallelujah.
When the petroleum and all that you made up of,
When God created the earth, he knew every fiber of you.
Yes.
And what you'll do.
Amen.
So all what you did, God knew what you would have done. But if you're a seed of God, you also know that you will come to him one day. If somebody said, well, then I can do anything then. No. Hallelujah. If you're a child of God, God calls you, you come.
Amen.
You come humbly.
Amen.
And you don't feel it because you come to God and you're some big person.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God ain't got no big one and little ones.
Amen.
Amen. My. God, well, he's the president. Let's treat him like president. We ain't going to have any other president in there.
Amen.
Oh, the president, come everybody in the attention. Those saints are waiting at the door for when you come to welcome you and rejoice you. The Bible says there's joy in heaven when one sinner repents. But when you go home, there's rejoicing too. They're waiting there at the gate, rejoicing that you come home. Oh, hallelujah. Because they realize you have left this world of sin and filth. They realize, brother and sister, you in glory land. And they're so happy to see you. That's why those without us cannot be made perfect. Those are waiting for you to come to perfection. Where is perfection? Right here now. Perfection is not all the way. Millennium is not all the way. Rapture is right here. Right here, right here, right now. It's here. But when you get the revelation of the rapture, brother and sister, that's the greatest thing you can ever have. When God revealed to you about the rapture, then you know after the revelation there has to be a manifestation. Glory be to God. After the revelation, you prepare yourself now to travel, to move. Hallelujah. Then comes the manifestation. Hallelujah. Mortal put on immortality. Corruption put on corruption. Ye shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling eye. Hallelujah. Glory. So if you don't get a revelation of the rapture, then you just remain the same. Always condemning. Always never talk nothing good. Hallelujah. Always. But when you realize, you know, grace got me here.
Yes.
You know, grace will make me make the rapture.
Yes.
Why should I look down on somebody else?
Yes.
It's grace.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mine, mine.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Brother Bram, I guess once in grace, always in grace. That brings a lot of disgrace. But when a man or woman has been born in the Spirit of God, old things have passed away.
Yes. Amen.
All things have become new. He's been birthed and blessed by eternal God.
Amen.
They can no more perish than God can perish.
Yes.
Do you mean to tell me that a God, an infinite God, would come down and give you eternal life, knowing that he's going to lose you? Save you here knowing that he's going to lose you there? What did he save you for? He'll be working against himself. If he saved you once, you are saved for all eternity. Though there's no demons in hell could upset you.
Yes, sir.
No matter who you use, your children, your husband, your wife, it will not upset you. Well, I'm not going to serve God. He caused me to not, and she caused me. I ain't going on.
Speak.
You're not blaming me. No, nothing caused me myself not to serve God.
Speak.
We're going right back to Adam's days. Adam, why did you do it? That woman that you gave me, she caused me to do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Always blaming somebody. If you get an accident, you're blaming somebody.
Amen.
I mean, sometimes you're right. Amen. But you always blame when you're wrong. You always blame. Well, she didn't know. let me we finish all this part, amen. So we always blame it. So when he come to, when he came to Eve, now he said, Eve, why? This happened. You know if you don't talk to the devil?
No.
He never asked the devil nothing.
Amen.
You don't have no conversation with the devil. You want you to get out, hold your peace and come out. You don't carry on no conversation with the devil, but we do. The devil say you're sick, you say yes, you know. You're coming down with a fever. Oh yeah, it's true, I'm feeling cold, feeling hot, feeling so. And we talk with the devil, we realize it's like Satan, get away from me. You know? Yeah. God so want them, the devil, give him a fever, give it back to the devil. Give it back to the devil. Hallelujah. But we talk with the devil in our mind. Hallelujah. They will call somebody, I'm coming down with the flu. Yeah, you will fly after a while, hallelujah. Not only suing. We need to tell that devil, get away from me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What do you think keep you from coming to church? You think it's God? Man, that would be so nice for me if God said, amen, stay home this week from church. You feel so blessed, eh? Everybody in church carrying on. Well, the Lord told me to stay home. Thank you, Jesus. Give me a little ease from watching on people's faces. Amen. It's like last night, my grandson, the food in front of him. I tell him when he come, I said, look your grandson. He falls asleep with food. I said, that remind me when I'm preaching. Hallelujah. Sorry you didn't take a picture of him. Hallelujah. Fast asleep. The food right in front. Like when I'm preaching. You preaching and people sleeping. Hallelujah. Nice. All kind of sweet and sour. Whatever fish or chicken or duck or whatever it is. All them things that I'm doing. Hallelujah. And you sleeping. Like the word of God coming. Some people say, amen. And they carry on. And somebody, Hallelujah. What happened just now? I hear a little uncertain something. Oh my. You know, I was reading the scripture there where the angel woke up the prophet. And I was thinking about it. One time I was dreaming in my bed that the Holy Ghost came down on me. And my, I had a real good time. You know, I wake up, I was on the floor, you know. Now, until today, I cannot explain it, and nobody tried to explain it to me, please. I cannot explain that I'm dreaming that the power of God came down on me, and what a time I had. So when I opened my eyes, I was on the floor to get up and go to bed. Amen.
Glory.
I ain't want no explanation.
No.
So please don't tell me nothing. Leave it alone. Amen. God knows what happened.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Got some good spiritual interpreters. Can tell you, maybe it was in your mind. And well, if it's my mind, you put it in the ground, that's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we move on by God's grace. Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, we live by grace. Isn't that right?
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, I was having ice cream with an old Methodist preacher friend of mine. He used to sing a little song that I was preaching to you about. He was a real Methodist. He wouldn't let a lot of Methodists today just to go to church. He was a Methodist. He had an experience. I've often said to the Pentecostal people, you Pentecostal people got the same Holy Ghost the Baptist got. We are not some Baptists that shake hands and join church. We got down at the altar and beat one another in the back till you come true. We had something when you got true. God knows we need some more Baptists like that. The old-fashioned type of Baptist. Not just the one believes in grace and brings a lot of disgrace to the gospel, but the one who believes in the grace of God and lives it by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Not those that live in all kind of life, polygamy, amen, and talking about grace. That's disgrace. God never ordained that for his children. And the prophet says, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The prophet says, don't believe in it. And yet people say that God tell them to get into it. That's a disgrace. Hallelujah. Amen. My. You
just like those people outside in the world. Prophet God said in a message called Paul the Prisoner of Jesus Christ, I'm not going to read it, but just going to paraphrase it. Amen. Let me just read one part. He said, your life will prove exactly what side you're on. He said, I always believe in shouting and jumping, but I always said, don't jump no higher than you live. Because the world is what you're going to watch. You must jump as high as you live. Because somebody's watching you. Amen. He said, never judge your life by how much knowledge you have of the word.
Amen.
Amen. And always don't judge your life by how much power you have to perform miracles.
That's it. Amen.
And we don't judge ourselves by how much knowledge you have of the word. But always judge yourself. Look back and take inventory.
Amen.
Of what kind of a fruit that the life you presently live in now is bearing. Now, don't tell me what happened yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me what happened yesterday, what happened. Amen. Amen. You know many times people, when they put in the pictures to do advertisement, they never put the present picture. They always put in some picture where they look young.
Amen.
Where you see the boy, is he?
Yes. Amen.
You see? They won't put the old picture now, the young one. So don't tell me what you used to live yesterday.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Yesterday, today, and forever. What you live in, how you treat your brothers, how you treat your sisters. Today.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I'm coming to a close here. Amen. When divine love is projected, sovereign grace takes place.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. When it takes one thing, not intellectual being, but it taking the love of God to send Christ to the cross, to die there in disgrace and shame. And you mean to tell me that the Pentecostal church or any other church will turn down the real love of God? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power of God of salvation. If you rather say, Holy Roller, let us act like that as long as you love God down your heart. Certainly. Doesn't matter. Oh, brother, God give the Holy Ghost. God loves to control the church.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Say, God loves to control the church, not man.
Amen.
Amen.
No smart, educated, but love. Gifts goes in the church, but it don't control the church.
That's it. Amen.
Gifts don't control the church.
Yes, sir.
How much gifts you have, you don't control the church.
Hallelujah.
Love controls the church. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. His love constrained him to do it. When the love is constrained, then the sovereign grace projects its object. May I say this again? When divine love is projected, grace produces its object. God loved the world so much till his sovereign grace provided a savior to the world. If God didn't love you, he would not provide a savior to bring you out of the lost state that you was in. But God's grace provides a Savior. And this Savior can come and say, it is finished. You are free. You are not guilty. The case is dismissed. Thank God I'm free. And whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Amen. This is wonderful. He says here, when you love God so much, sovereign grace will project you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Listen to this now. When you love God so much, sovereign grace will project to you the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To make you live.
Amen.
And love.
Amen.
And be a real Christian.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you love God so much, you say, Vanessa, I love God. No, I'm not talking about your mouth.
Amen.
Everybody,
amen.
You ask the poor if you love God, you're going to tell you, yeah. As the Hindu, he said, yeah. Muslim, they say, yeah, they love God. It's not a mouth thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Finishing up, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prayer God said, grace will make you go after your lost brother.
Amen. Amen.
Lot went down and backslide. Though he was a Hebrew, he went down and was backslid. He was in grace.
but he fell from it. He said Lot was saved.
Yeah.
Don't ever think that Lot wasn't saved. He was saved.
Amen.
Because all the time when he was in the wrong place, the Bible said that the sin of Sodom vexed his righteous soul daily.
Amen.
Did the Bible say that?
Yes, sir.
So there was something happened with Lot.
Amen.
And like many of you, when you backslide, you feel so vexing yourself. Even though you're doing it, you're pleasing this one, but you feel so within yourself, I'm not supposed to be here. When the worldly music is going, you feel so uncomfortable. But you're fighting it, you're fighting it. And the prophet God said, you said, well, I can sit down and listen to music, you know, but you see, you're lying.
Amen.
If it don't bother you, you're lying.
Amen.
You want to tell me those worldly music don't bother you?
Amen.
Something is wrong.
Amen.
Is that your hearing is gone or something? It must bother you.
Amen.
When they're carrying on and the people dancing and everything, and you sit down watching them and telling me it don't bother you, something is wrong, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Definitely wrong.
Amen.
Any man be in Christ what?
A new creature.
Amen.
Amen. You cannot be comfortable with those things.
Amen.
He said, because all the time when he was in the wrong place, amen. Then he said, he brought more disgrace. He brought more disgrace. His wife turned a pillar of salt. Instead, his wife ran with him. She decided to look back. Amen. And we got many pillar of salt today. All over the place. Hallelujah. Decide not to follow the husband. When the Bible says that ought to happen, the Bible said that, isn't that right?
Amen.
Not following the wrong thing.
Amen.
Amen. Not following the wrong thing. Well, I'm supposed to follow the wrong thing. No, not the wrong thing. You ought to take your stand for God.
Amen.
Many times, sometimes, God will give your husband not so strong in the Lord, and then he starts pulling you away. And then you get yourself chopped up, and then you realize, no, take your stand, man.
Amen. Amen.
Take your stand for God.
Amen.
Did God talk to you? Did God tell you? Did God show you this? Don't go to if and but tonight because you're going to regret it one day. You'll regret it so bad. Amen. Look what's her name? Moses' wife. Amen. Like there's a brother, my interpreter in Romania. You look at his wife and say, that's my Deborah. And she just smiling. You think you can tell someone to hear that? That's the last you'll ever hear anything. And she just smiled. He said, look, my Deborah there. Well, you know what Deborah did, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. She had a temper.
Amen.
And Moses had a temper.
Yes.
She took a stone because she knew that that boy would have died, you know,
Yes. Because
he wasn't circumcised.
Amen.
And she took not a knife, a stone.
Yes.
A knife will make a clean cut. But a stone and cut off that four flesh and throw it in front of bloody husband you are. Amen. Moses is supposed to circumcise the boy.
Yes.
So it is today.
Amen.
Amen. You need to get circumcised.
Amen.
Not the natural circumcision.
Amen.
Circumcision of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This uncircumcised Philistine.
Amen.
You uncircumcised in heart and so forth. Not having the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Have to cut all the flesh off. So he said his wife turned to a pillar of salt. He had children by his daughters. You saw far he went? His own daughters. So you can see what a disgrace it brought because he had fallen from grace and never restored himself back again. And God had to take him out of the earth. But still he was a fallen brother. And Abraham done all that he could to bring him back again. The spirit was in Abraham. It's the spirit of Christ that's in the church today. No matter what the brother's done. You do all you can to bring him back into fellowship.
Amen.
Of Christ again, no matter what he's done. You will try hard to get that person back. But when you don't have grace, you say, oh, let him go. They deserve it. Amen. My. Then in the book of Jude, it talks about
Amen. Mentate the grace of God. Amen. Lasciviousness. Amen. Just for two more, then I'll close up. Amen. My God, my Father, here it is. Amen. The grace of God and lasciviousness. Yeah, it says here, beloved, when I gave you, didn't have to write unto you the command and common salvation, it is needful to me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which is once delivered unto you. For there are certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ, taking the grace of God and trying to turn it. People trying to do that today. Amen. Doing all kinds of wrong things and sitting under the grace. No, brothers and sisters. Amen. I want you to know today, if God ever sends his power, it's not because you've been praying here in this church. Amen. Last week, it's not because you've been praying. Amen. Praying is good. Don't think it's wrong. It's good. But don't say, ah, praise God, I prayed. No. His grace. Amen. Amen. His grace.
Hallelujah.
He says here, oh my. Oh, God is good.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And if and this is five. I like how Brother Eddie started off last Saturday night. We saw grace five.
Amen.
Amen. This is where I got my message. And he talked about those five stones.
Amen.
Grace. Hallelujah. Grace is what knocked Goliath down.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that three is the number of perfection, five is the number of grace. GESUSGRACEFEITH. So forth. Number of grace. God ever sends his power to the church, it'll be his grace.
Amen.
It won't be the obedience of the people. It'll be his grace.
Amen.
So when God sent the power, said, Lord, thank you for your grace.
Amen.
Well, I pray. No, it's God's grace sent the power last week.
Amen.
Give him the praise.
Hallelujah.
Give him the thanks.
Hallelujah.
Give him the glory. His grace. If God give me the Holy Ghost, I'm closing out. It's his grace. I've never been ashamed. And God helped me to always be man enough to stand up and speak my conviction. If I'm not, I'll be a traitor to Christ. I believe in the old-fashioned baptism of the Holy Ghost. I believe that the man got to be born again. Or he's still a sinner. I believe it's only through grace of God that he called in the Holy Ghost. We don't receive the Holy Ghost by faith believing. It's a free gift of God given to us by God's grace.
Amen.
That's where I differ in my own church, the church that I came and found. The Baptist said, you receive the Holy Ghost when you believe. It's the grace of God.
Amen.
To anybody that God gives the Holy Ghost, it's God's grace to you.
Amen.
That's why you always got to lift your hand and thank him for that.
Amen.
And if you haven't received the Holy Ghost yet, you haven't got God's grace with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many people today that don't have the Holy Ghost are still feeling satisfied? Still feeling good. Don't have the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, your lifeline.
Amen.
Amen. Something got to happen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my. The prophet of God, he said, don't argue. We don't argue. Don't argue with people. Amen. But don't never argue with people. You just stand still and let God do the argument.
Amen.
I wouldn't argue. I wouldn't debate with no one. I don't believe in infirmity. I am the only state that's true. If you want to believe it, all right. If you don't, amen, there'll be others who will believe. So if you don't want to believe, there other people will believe.
Amen.
Isn't that right? And don't ever argue. Don't debate. God's word is not to be fussed over like that. Every person has a right idea.
Amen.
And those who believe, all right. Those who do not believe, why, just the same then, that's right. So I refuse to have anything to say. Amen.
Because when you get to argue with people, you get all steamed up. So I know it's God. So I know God's not in it. Those who want to debate, that's their business. That's why I don't argue no more. You want to go on, it's your business. I'm going to just leave it like that. You want to argue, well, go on and argue. Because you don't get nowhere when you argue. Amen? As I said the other day, I said, you have on a red shirt, black on your, keep guarding. Maybe my glasses need change or something. Just keep him out of you know, poor fellow, maybe you got to go and see the eye doctor. Amen, hallelujah. Rather than arguing. And then he calls somebody, isn't that a red shirt you have on? What are you doing? Just leave it alone. Amen. Go on your way. And then your blood pressure going to be pumping nicely. Amen. Well, you don't have to take another little thing to bring it down. Hallelujah. A lot of times you bring up your own pressure. Amen. It's not God. You, your own, bring up your pressure.
Amen.
Some people, they want to take on, say they got children, they want to take on all the children's problems. Your blood pressure, because you don't make them and leave them.
Yes.
Go on and tell you, put them back inside now and look after them.
Amen.
You make them, you can't make the mind. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't make the mind. You know, you got your granddaughter there. Man, she everything. She moved it. She moved that. She moved it. Everything she moved it. Do it. Amen. She got your own mind. But one thing when you said don't, she stopped. Just have to say don't and she stopped. Amen. Sometimes she goes, she's looking and she's watching through the ear, don't. Amen. Hallelujah. But leave the children alone. Pray for them and lead them.
Amen.
Sometimes you can't sleep, you're thinking, what Johnny doing? What Elizabeth doing? What they are they even thinking about if you're dead or alive?
Amen.
But there you are thinking, leave them alone.
That's it.
You can't save them?
Yes, sir.
Just go to sleep and say, Lord, into thy hands I commend this spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Lord.
But no, you got to beat, and that's why you're getting sick, you can't sleep, because you're studying this one, and then he was studying you.
Amen.
Amen. You know when parents, children are visiting parents, they're in the nursing home.
Amen.
And you know, when they're in the nursing home, you understand, they bring chocolate at Easter,
yeah.
And Christmas, they bring a bottle. What do they bring on Christmas? I don't know what they bring on Christmas. Maybe chocolate too, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's all this time. They finish with you from the time you hit nursing home. That's it, they're done with you. Now you have some children that are really faithful, I'm not saying all of them. But some of them, they only wait you for, they come to see you clothes, amen. Hallelujah, feeling you, amen. They think you're still breathing. They got one thing in their mind, you know. Hallelujah, all what you went through for them, all they're waiting for your eyes to close, especially if you have a little something. Amen, they only waiting for your eyes closed. And then they start to fight one another. Who getting this and who getting that? Amen. Why are you kidding yourself? God brought them to you. Leave them alone. That's why God can't work, because you want to save them.
Amen.
Leave them alone. They will come home bringing their tails behind them. Hallelujah. When Billy Paul decided to leave, did the brother run behind him? Probably show him a sign, he said, this go this and that way, and he leave him alone.
Right.
He go there and get in trouble. Amen? The prophet knew that. He called him, he would not answer.
Amen.
Then the angel said, go and visit. The angel had to tell him, but we run up, ah, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's true.
Amen.
We run off, the prophet... He would not go. Billy called him. The angel had to go visit Billy now. Amen? And that we need people like that. Let God talk to you. Don't run because this one and that one. Let God hear God's voice.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
And when he went, he said, Daddy, pray for me. He said, hold on a minute.
Amen.
He said, you did the sinning.
Yes.
You do the praying.
Amen.
I love what an example we have.
Amen.
Amen. My daughter calling now. Amen. She said, I need spiritual help. That's why I'm flying out. Amen. You just have to pray and leave it alone.
Amen.
I need spiritual help. Amen. God, listen, God will answer your prayer, parents. But leave God to do his job. Don't worry. I wanted to speak in tonight. I wanted to God out. I wanted to this. I wanted to that. And then you're miserable. You can't even sleep or nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Leave it alone.
Amen.
Put your hands in the hands of the Lord and go to sleep.
Amen.
Amen. God will answer your prayer. You believe that?
Amen.
My God, my Father. So, brother and sister, don't argue. Don't fuss. Probably God said one of the mysteries today that God helped is grace being straightened out.
Amen.
Amen. I love to, you know, when I preach this message, I finish off with this story here, and I didn't want to read it, but I'll finish off with it, and then we're going to close out. Amen. If I didn't bring it, then I'm not supposed to read it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You all know the story about Daniel Curry. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll have it here, so I have to read it. So this is my closing now. Amen.
Amen.
Here some time ago, about 100 years ago, there was a great Christian lived in the southwest United States, the name of Daniel Curry. Wonderful man. A godly man, a sainted man, a real Christian. A man that everybody thought so much of. Such a wonderful person. And the story goes on that he died and went into a trance. And he said as he went to heaven, of course, when he died and when he got to the party gate, the caretaker came to the door and said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am the evangelist Daniel Curry. I've won thousands of souls to Christ. I want to come in this morning. My life journey is ending, or I have no place to go now." So when Daniel Curry came to the gate, they went in and said, "We'll see if we got your name here." They looked all around. They couldn't find any name. Said, "No, there's no Daniel Curry there." "Oh," he said, "sure." He said, "I'm an evangelist." He said, "I want souls to Christ." Said, "I've tried to do everything that's right." The caretaker said, "Sir, I'm sorry to tell you, but there's no Daniel Curry here." Said, "I'll tell you what you might do." Said, "We have no rights here to take your case." He said, "But you want to appeal your case, you can appeal to the White Throne Judgment if you want to. But," said, "we have no mercy here for you at all, because we don't have you here. There's no mercy for you. So you want to appeal your case." He said, "Sir, what more can I do but appeal my case?" He said, "Well then, you go to the White Throne Judgment and appeal your case there." Daniel Curry said that he felt himself going through space for about an hour. Said he came to a place, it got lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. Said, farther he went, the lighter he got. It was like 1,000 times brighter than the sun ever shined. And said he was trembling and trembling. And said when he got into that light, he heard a voice said, "Were you perfect or not? Just came out of the light." He said, "No. Now he sighted this light." He said, "No, I wasn't perfect." And then he started to tremble. All the time he was evangelist, Curry, even souls. Now he come before the great light. "No, I wasn't perfect." God trembled and said, "Did you always play honest with everybody?" He said, "No." Said, "A few times to my mind I wasn't just exactly honest about." Said, "No, I guess I wasn't honest." Said, "Did you tell the truth every case in your life?" Said, "No, I remember something that I told that was shady. I never was truthful just exactly. And as I tell you, there's another kind of lie, a very deadly lie, is that people telling you, you did this and you did that, and you never did it."
Imagine.
You know what they do now? Anybody ever write you and said, I don't know if anybody get it, "You had ordered this thing last year, December." Anybody get that? "You ordered this thing last year, you know, and you're going to get it now." You haven't ordered nothing, you know. But they're playing on that you forget. And so they come in, "Yes, you did this so and so." And that's one of the most deadly lies I ever see happening now. Like one person, amen, accountant, amen, He wanted his money. Yeah. And you know, he told me he needs some checks. So I got a check. He said, yeah, I told you. One of the checks is for me. Never tell me that. He said, you forgot. And he never said that to me. That one of the check was for him because he wanted his payment, right? Amen. That's one of the most deadly lies I've ever seen happening now. People telling you things that is not so. And they good at it, you know. You can't remember. And it's a lie. So he said here, this is a nice one. That did you ever take anything that did not belong to you? Anything? Money? Anything that didn't belong to you? Said he thought and all that he was pretty good. But he was condemned. Said, no, I took things that didn't belong to me. You know, some of you go to buy stuff and your intention is to wear it and carry it back. Amen. That's your intention. I don't think you can do that, you know. The intention is to wear it and carry it back. And they feel good. Like one person, something I bought, a Christian person, I won't call who it is. But they tell me, go and buy this, amen, and then carry back this other place and so forth, amen. I said, don't sound right to me at all. Don't sound right. Amen. So you buy this thing with the intention of carrying it back. And you know what some people do? They buy from one place here, and then they carry to the other place. Hallelujah. Amen. So they can get back money.
That's too fucked up.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister William.
My daughter work at Walmart, and these people them go in, and they pull the pampers. And when they pull the pampers, my daughter stand up, and another lady stand up. And she have put it on the kids, and the girl go and grab it away and say, it's my pamper. She said, no, you just pull it out the box.
Hallelujah. See what I mean?
That's true.
Thank you, Sister William.
And they wear the shoes to one
cat, Ma. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. She's right, you know. Amen. Yes, that's true. See? That's true. People do that. Amen. But don't you know you're going to pay for it? So he said here, he said, then he wasn't poor. He said, no, I wasn't poor. He said he was looking for any minute for a blast to come from some that great light. Read dove rested. Condemned. Said just then, he heard behind him that was a voice sweeter than any mother's voice he've ever heard. Said he turned to look, and the sweetest face he ever saw, sweeter than any mother's face, was standing before him. And he said, Father, Daniel Corey stood for me down on the earth. It's true. He wasn't perfect. But he stood for me. He stood for me on the earth, and I'm going to stand for him in heaven. Take all his sins and put them over on my account. He says, who is going to stand for you that day, brother, if you grieve him away? Amen. He said, I just can't preach anymore. Let's bow our heads. And that's what I'm saying. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. The grace of God today. Every one of us, the grace of God. Hallelujah. His grace has brought me thus far. It's not because you can preach, not because you have all these knowledge, not because you know all these things what the prophet says. Some of you got good memory, you can remember things. Hallelujah. That's not it. After all of that, where is charity? Where is love? Hallelujah. The grace of God today. Father, we thank you. We praise you, we glorify you, Lord. You are still the same Jehovah God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Tisitkinu, Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah, Lord God, the same of yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we thank you for your grace this afternoon. If it wasn't for your grace, where would any of us have been standing here today, Father? Lord, it's because of your grace. When we look back and see all the wrong that we did, all the wickedness we did, all the lies. lying, the stealing, the cheating. Lord God Almighty, when we look at all of that, we see your grace cover it all, Lord. When we make things right, I feel the presence of God here right now. Lord, it's your grace, it's your grace, it's your grace, Father. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound, hallelujah, that save a wretch like me. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace today. Amen. You can thank him yourself right now. You can thank him for that grace. Not because you can preach. Not because you sing and people get blessed. Not because you get dreams and it come to pass. Not because you get visions and it happen. That don't mean nothing. It's the grace of Almighty God. Hallelujah. To faith, grace in God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We saw your grace, Lord. Your grace with David, Lord. Oh, God, even though you told me it's a man after my own heart, whatever he did, you never took that away, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your grace, your grace, your grace to Abraham. Oh, hallelujah. Grace, Lord, to the prophet. Hallelujah. Your grace to us today, Lord. Marvelous grace, Lord. We thank you for last week, and we thank you for today, Lord. Hallelujah. And the sister was left to sing the song on grace, Father. Oh, oh, Lord, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Father, I pray for your people that they will realize as they leave here today, it's your grace, Lord. It's not because they have a vision, because they have a dream, because this, Lord, but it's your grace, Lord, that giving them salvation. Not of works of righteousness which the man have done. We're not of works of righteousness which you have done. By hallelujah. Not of works of righteousness which you have done, but by his grace you are saved today. Hallelujah. By his grace. Hallelujah, Lord, when you told Paul, my grace is sufficient. And then the headstone, Lord, that headstone, Father, is coming crying, grace, grace, grace. Lord God, the headstone, hallelujah, with his charity, love, is coming saying, grace, grace, grace to my brother, grace to my sister, grace to my friend, grace, 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 marvelous grace, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you today. We praise your name, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. It's God's grace to you today. It's God's grace got you standing where you are. How many times you could have died? How many times the things you did? Amen. You could have been locked up in prison. Hallelujah. You could have been this and that. But God's grace has kept you today. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amazing grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My. It takes a revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. G-chord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, amazing grace. How sweet the sound. A wretch like me.
Just get right with God and continue with your job.
He said, no need doing that. He said, if God would forgive me, I said, sure, he'll forgive you. Now you confess to your wife and ask her to forgive you. You all forgive one another. Yes, I said,
Now sit down. Now is not the time. And when I went down, Heavenly Father, he went and prayed for the girl. But he told him, commit adultery, the deacon, and God and the prophet. After he repented, he said, God has forgiven you. That's God's grace. What we would have said, no, sit down. Don't get up. The man repented. He said, sorry. Amen. God said, don't stop your job. Continue being a deacon. Amen. What we would do today, sit down. And many of us, we got sin in our life too. We're willing to condemn the other person. But it's the grace of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Let's sing that song again, Grace, Brother James. We sang last week, Marvelous Grace. Hallelujah. Amen. We love the Lord today. Sing now. Oh Lord, we thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. His grace.
Hallelujah! The Lord a hand clap. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Grace, 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 grace. Amen. Well, I promise you all I'll sing for you. Amen. So can be seated for a little. Let me sing the song.
Silver sword, the one that meant most with the swept back wing. He is Jesus, he's the King of Kings. He was seen in Revelation in the book of great symbol as the mighty angel that came. Is Jesus the Word of God? Who is this Melchizedek who always changing form? This mysterious one of the Bible is hid to us no more. Standard for angel of God, the man that stepped out of the ball of fire, the amber light, the great I am, the God that came walking in the days of Sodom. He is Jesus, he is Jehovah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Who is this Melchizedek who always changing form? This mysterious one in the Bible. It hits to us no more. His name is called the Word of God. His vessels dip in blood. He raises as a standard for when the enemy comes like a flood. He's the supreme judge, the angel of God, the man that stepped out of the ball of fire, the amber light, the great I am. The God that came walking in the days of Sodom. He is Jesus. He is JVHU. Lord is good. Brother Thaddeus, come and dismiss us in a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Isn't God good today?
Amen.
Amen. The grace of God. Amen. Shall we bow our head?
Father, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence today, Lord. Lord, we understand your grace, Lord, today. Lord, each and everyone has to, Lord, understand this and receive the Holy Ghost and prepare themselves to the bride of Lord. Thank you for the day, Lord. Thank you for everyone. Thank you for Pastor. Bless Pastor with the Holy Spirit, Lord. We ask everything in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
It is grace to serve the Lord. As we go, amen.